Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, August 23rd, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India tops today's news as Christians in Parliament, pastors, and church leaders gathered for consultation to discuss how believers should be involved in political change in that country. HBI Global Partners sponsored the event. HBI's Bobby Gupta says many believers are afraid to publicly declare their religious affiliation change. The moment they do, Gupta says,
they lose their economic benefits, they lose their jobs, they lose their seats in colleges. So there's a tremendous exploitation that takes place.
Next, Christian and Muslim leaders met with the Philippine government Friday. Published reports say the talk centered around the fight against terrorism and a cooperative effort to end sectarian violence. The Philippines is about 80% Christian. Muslims make up about 7% of the population, with extremists an even smaller percentage. Some guerrilla groups have engaged in attacks against Christians, creating a tense environment for evangelistic work in some parts of the country. And some engineering students from an InterVarsity chapter in Illinois were asked to help with a special recycling project in Cairo, Egypt. Northwestern University's Andy Ong is a junior biomedical engineering student. He was part of the university's global urban track. Ong says this trip sharpened his perspective.
God showed me that he can use pretty much anybody through any occupation, and that he will use you if you're serving him on missions or wherever you are, like overseas in Cairo or even here back in urban America. God will use whatever skills you have, whatever gifts you have.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.